Blog Talk Radio.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
He sell it for the high, need all my niggas. You smoke, smoke some, you drink, drink. Jack on a block, what the they don't think. That's a new backup, they in a bucket laptop. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't mine, yeah. He tripping off a bubble, no.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to Midwest Grudge Madness with Big Joe and George B. Big Joe, what's happening? Are you there?
What's up?
What's going on?
Nah, shit.
How much going on?
What's good with you?
Just got back from eating some Chinese food for dinner and almost lost track of time. I'm not used to
eating them cats,
you know,
and rats.
Cat and rat, yeah, dog too. But I'm not used to this daylight savings time yet. When you look at the clock and it's 7:15, it's still like way light out.
Yeah.
But it'll come around anyway. So I take it you didn't end up making it up to Cedar Rapids yesterday, did you?
Yeah, I came down.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
How did that go? Did Rick get himself a new ride?
I don't know if he's getting it or not. He rolled up a new truck, I think. Denali.
Yeah. Diesel still? Turbo diesel?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did he walk in the door backwards over there?
No, he never. He had a guy came out and talked to him, and I think his numbers was about a little cheaper than what they were here. At
really?
Least they had what he was looking for down there. They didn't have it here.
Right.
Then we went over to McGrath Power Sports and looked at some, what do they call them, UTVs?
Yeah, like the side-by-sides?
Yeah.
Those are
hell
fun.
They,
those are fun as hell.
That was a lot cheaper with those than they are here.
Really? So maybe you're going to get the truck and then go over there and get one of those, too.
Yeah.
Shit. Anyway. Nice. I figured you'd be getting a hold of me and stopping by or something. We could pick up your shirt.
I started to, and we went over to Ryan's and ate. And then, when we sat there about an hour talking, and everybody was wondering who was going to drive back, and wasn't nobody but me and him. We had ate too much. It was sleepy. I had to work yesterday morning. I had to run up to Minnesota with a load. Then came back. It came down there.
Oh, nice. I hear you there. Well, I don't know. I figured some things we could talk about tonight was after that big wreck. What was that last weekend? Last Sunday night with that car down in Phoenix City. Figured that'd be kind of a good topic to talk about, cars with no cages, and talk about that a little bit. You know, when should the line be drawn with no cage cars, stuff like that. Also, you know, I'm open to do some question and answers for anybody on rules for our streetcar shootout.
Yeah, because we got a motherfucker that's throwing salt on us about that race, talking about people ain't going to make tech and all this. So all that's false. The rules was out there before this shit even happened last week. So whatever that dude in Minnesota telling people up there, don't even pay him any attention, because you get here, you're going to race. And our rules are laid down by Grudge Inc. And what those rules that we have printed are what we're going by. And if Grudge Inc., the leader will be there. If he makes a call on the car, then that's what we got to live by.
Right.
Because, you know, you might be okay with your Mustang if you didn't have a cage in it, and you come to me and say, hey, man, just throwing numbers out there, say your car runs 4:10 in the eighth, and you say, well, I ain't got no cage, but I know I ain't got one, and I'm cool with running it like that. That's fine that you're cool with it, but is your wife going to be cool with it, your kids, your mother, your father? Somebody, if you get hurt in that car, ain't going to be cool with it. It's going to be,
right.
Well, why'd you let him do it?
Right.
And the
well,
same again,
you
don't go for your buddies that holler, well, let him run. And then as soon as a mishap happens, the first thing that buddy is going to holler is, well, he knew better than that. He was stupid anyway. Why'd he run that car like that with no cage? So, you know, fellas out there, if you ain't got a cage in your car and it's fast enough to really need a cage, you need to just wonder if your family is worth you racing without a cage.
Right, definitely. You know, one, referring to what you're talking about with, you know, I won't name any names, but I know damn well who you're talking about, and I think so does a lot of people. But I guess this is how I look at it. You know, the clocks are off. Nobody knows what the numbers are. But if you show up with a Mustang, a Camaro, a G-Body, I don't care what you show up with, and you're trying to enter it, in either of those two classes, whether it's the 28-29 shootout or the streetcar shootout, and you're trying to put it in that class, it's fast enough to need a cage. I mean, because, you know, I mean, yeah, the clocks are off. We don't need no numbers, you know, specifically. But I'm telling you right now, the winner of both of those cars are going to be both those classes are going to be single digit cars. You know what I'm saying? So if you are fast enough to get in those, I think it's fast enough to need the proper safety equipment, you know, to do that. You know,
yeah,
now
but
it's a different story if you're bringing a car up to make a couple test hits or do a couple garage races, you know, in your league. But I mean, come on, guys, get in where you fit in, basically. If you're quick enough to think that you're going to get in that and try to win the money, you're quick enough to need a cage, and we all know that. You know what I'm saying?
Not even a cage, a roll bar.
Right, but at the same time, use your damn brain. That's how I feel about it. I mean, that car down at Phoenix City that wrecked. I mean, come on. I mean, the times were posted. We've seen what that car ran, and you know, anybody to get in a car like that with no freaking with lap belts, no safety equipment, no nothing. That's just fucking crazy. You know what I'm saying? So, but like I said, at the
I may
same time,
get off
I don't
for
want...
a minute, George, because I need to text a guy. You know, that made me think about my old Cutlass I used to have, and the guy that got it now has got it running, and he's just itching to do some grudge racing. And he
okay.
wanted me to make sure that I let him know when the show was back on, because he'll be here on the 20th.
Why don't you go ahead and message me his number, and we'll just dial him up.
Let me see if I can find it here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I remember his name.
Where was that car? Where did that car end up going to, Pedro?
Oh man, that car been. You ever seen that commercial with that talking about those free range chickens? And they show that chicken that keeps sending that farmer those face pics, those selfies. That's how that Cutlass did. It went all across the United States before it ended right back up here in Iowa.
Oh no shit! It's here in Iowa.
Yep.
Where at in Iowa?
Down by Ames.
Okay.
I did all I could. I tried to get it back a couple times here lately. I offered him the Elko for it.
You must have been in a bad mood that day, huh?
I would trade that El Camino for that Cutlass any day of the week.
Really?
I really would.
You having any luck there?
Yeah, I'm texting him right now.
Okay. Or you can just message me the number and we can dial him right here on the show board.
Okay, well let me do that. How the hell do I get back out of here? Well, I'm trying to do too many things, you know.
Yeah, so hopefully he can get on the phone here, and I'm sure somebody out there will want to do something with him. Did it end up being a big block car again, or what's up with it
it's
now?
It's a small block car. I'm going to stick him on you.
Okay. I'm scared, though, so.
Scared as shit.
I got to watch my P's and Q's because I'm about going broke.
I see little Pete keeps jugging at you.
Yeah, he is. He is. That's weird, too. I don't know why, but he wanted to do something. We didn't really want to mess with the senior car, but actually, it was kind of funny. Eddie B picked me up today, and we were out running some errands, and boy, he wouldn't stop talking about that. He's like, if he'd give me the if he gives me the brake to the eighth, I'm going to fuck him up. If he gives me the back tire and the brake, I'll fuck him up the back door.
I just sat there and was just kind of like, okay, whatever.
I wish I had his number. I got a... All right, let me write this number down, and then I'll text it to you.
Won't be too long. We'll be all, I'll be able to go out and play.
That's
over.
This weather, go ahead and get right.
Did that converter come in yet?
Yep.
You got that, huh?
Yeah.
When you planning to put that in and get that baby going?
Oh, soon, Georgie, soon. I gotta go pick the motor up now.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and dial that up here.
Okay.
So you just sent it through, so let me do that.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
You're on Grudge Inc. Midwest Madness, my brother. What's good?
Hey, what's happening?
Not a damn thing up here. I was just telling my guy that hosts the show, Big George, he got a LS Mustang.
Mm-hmm.
And he always calling everybody out with them small blocks, talking about the little tires and stuff. I said, I got somebody I bet you can call out.
Yep.
What's up, man?
Not much. Just relaxing.
So what's the skinny on the car? Huh? Is it just sitting the same way when Pedro had it?
Little bit. We changed some stuff here and there on it and whatnot. Basically, went through every nut and bolt on it.
Did you put interior back in it? Did you put interior back in it? Cool.
They still got the door panels and everything stock dash in it. Went to a TRZ steering column instead of the factory column in it, but other than that, it's all the same.
Cool. Where are you from, man?
Ogden.
What's that by? Is that by Des Moines?
No, it's about 30 miles west of Ames.
Okay. Where do you normally race at? Gettysville?
We usually run Humboldt, and then I haven't had the car up to Cedar Falls yet, but we run up there a few times with some other stuff. So.
Now, how do you like that place? Isn't that kind of sketchy?
Humboldt?
Yeah,
it's about like running on the... Well, it used to be about like running on the street, but it's changed. It's like Cedar Falls. It's changed hands this year, so.
Oh, it did.
It's supposed to be a hell of a lot better. Yep.
Huh, nice. I guess my only question is about that place is how fast the cars have been down that track with no guardrails, no nothing like that.
If they had funny cars and jet dragsters up there.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yep.
Wow, that's kind of crazy, I would think.
We used to go out there a lot in race.
You did?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
See, we run it for years, and, I mean, haven't been an issue. The shutdown's a little bit short, but.
Okay. So what kind of, what size of tires are you got the Cutlass sitting on now?
It's on a 29-10-5 still.
29-10-5. Small block,
yep.
Big block?
Small block, one kit. Stock suspension still.
Fogger or yeah, plate?
Fogger.
Cool. Yeah, are you coming out to our race on August 29th? Cool, awesome.
Yep, come hell or high water, we're going to be up there, so.
We'll have to get together for sure. What'd you say, Pedro?
Kicking a Mustang in the ass when it get here.
We'll have to. Sounds like you share a lot like me. We'll have to get together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like I said, we'll be up there. Definitely. The cars, I'm still putting, getting everything put together. I'm waiting on the housing to get back from Quick Performance over there. And had some brackets changed around on it. And just wait for it to get back and we get it put back under it. So.
Cool. All right, man. Well,
yeah.
We just thought we'd give you a ring. Pedro was saying that you wanted him to let you know when we were having a show, so there's no better way than just to dial you up.
Yeah, a little bit of a shock.
Do you guys got any, you know, we're doing a 28 or 29-inch shootout up there that day, and we're also doing a street car shootout. You guys got any street cars looking to get into any kind of the money shootouts?
Yeah, we got one. I don't want to say whether it's going to be up there or not. We still got quite a ways to go on it, but it's a big block stock suspension Malibu on 28.
Cool. Yeah, I don't know. Have you liked the event page on Facebook? The full details of the rules for that are online on Facebook in the event page. But looking like that's probably going to pay, you know, at least $1,000 to win. We're looking at picking up some more sponsors for that, try to help the payout go up on that. But it's looking like a guaranteed $1,000 for that class at least.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know anybody, then spread the word. And then, as always, we'll have the 28-29. That's a free entry, guaranteed $3,000 to win. So along with that, there should be a lot of action going on.
Hopefully.
Sounds like
what I'm looking forward
to. Yeah, Pedro, why don't you set him up with Kelvin?
With who?
With Kelvin.
You don't need to be jumping on no boosted cars just yet.
Shit, yeah. All right, well, is there anybody out there on the call board that wants to talk? Go ahead and throw your one up. And
sponsor last week too, George.
Who did?
I said we got another sponsor last week.
You did?
Yep.
Who's that?
Advanced Auto Repair and Sales over in Evansdale, Iowa.
Okay, you'll have to get me the details on that when we're done here tonight.
Yeah.
I didn't know about
He's
that.
Gonna, I thought I texted it to you. But he's going to have three cars.
What's
He's
that?
He's planning to have three cars there.
Cool. What's he planning to run with them?
The one car might be a player in the 28-29 shootout. And the one he's going to grudge and the other one will be in the street car class.
Cool. That's cool. Put something in everything then. Huh.
He's got a twin turbo LSX Firebird.
Hey, we got a caller with their hand up, so we're going to let them go live. 319-1105, you're live.
What's up, guys?
What's going on?
What's up?
You guys got Eric to sponsor you? That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
you know which cars he's bringing? I heard you say something about his Trans Am, but I didn't hear what the other one was.
He's hoping to have the Trans Am ready. He'll have the Mustang there. And then he's going to have a new vet there.
That new vet's pretty fucking nice looking.
Yeah, it is. He was driving it yesterday.
Now, who is it? What company is this called that you guys are talking about?
Advanced Auto Service.
They got that big decal on Calvin's back window.
Okay, do they have a website?
He may have one for his car sales and repair shop.
They got a Facebook,
okay.
George.
Yeah.
I'll have to look them up because I've never heard of them.
That's who works on Rick's car and stuff.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They do a lot of Jonesy's work for him, too, with when it was Turbo GTO.
Oh, okay. I heard that car is going to be a little player this year, too.
Yeah, I gave him a converter the other day.
What's that?
He came over to the shop and picked up a converter the other day.
Oh, you sold him a converter?
He gave him one.
Oh, cool. Is he getting close then?
Yeah, his car is running. He just want to change converters. He feels like with the weight of the car, he needs a little more stall now.
Oh, yeah. Anybody out there got any questions or concerns or anything with the rules on the Sweet Street shootout on the 29th? Go ahead and throw your hand up and feel free to ask away about that. So we'll answer those questions or whatever you got. But Pedro, can you give us a little recap on what's been going on in the grudge world in the past week?
Oh, boy, dog. They had a race down at Albany, Georgia last night at US 19. Some grudge racing. And over at Fayetteville, they had a big grudge race over there. It was guys from New York and New Jersey. Three Lug got his head split by one of them boys from Philly.
And, did the car make a clean pass?
Yeah. Then Tony Vines, he was down in LaGrange, Georgia, at another race down there. I think he did decent down there. And then, what you doing this weekend, George?
What's that?
You got anything up this weekend?
Say it again. I can't hear you.
I said, well, you got any plans for this weekend?
Do I?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to lay low.
We road tripping this weekend.
Where are we going?
Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
When you leaving?
Probably Friday night.
And so what time do you think you're going to get there?
Saturday morning sometime.
Who all's going?
Me, Rick, and Calvin.
Are you guys taking any cars?
Hell no. Too quick of a turnaround trip.
Right. What's going on down there? Going to Holly Springs?
No, going to Hattiesburg. Bobby Cole's throwing a big race down there, $30,000, 28, 29-inch tire race.
How far is that from Holly Springs?
Probably. Holly Springs is at the top of the state of Mississippi, and Hattiesburg is on the Gulf, on the coast.
So you're going deep.
Yeah, probably about 5 hours south of Holly Springs.
Oh, okay. So, damn, you guys are going to make that a weekend trip, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, we got a number here with their hand up, 612 5563. Your mic's live. Who do we got on the line?
What's up, fellas? This is Chuck. This is Talahala.
What's up, Chuck?
Oh, man. Man.
What's going on, brother?
Glad you called in, Chuck.
Yeah. So what y'all was talking about, the new rules on the track, huh?
The rules are the same as what they was when I first talked to you, Chuck.
The only
thing that I had said was last Sunday, I think, after the show or maybe while we was on the show, I had got a text, an email with a picture from that guy that wrecked down in Phoenix City. So the next day, I woke up Monday morning and a guy had made a sort of like a little poster picture kind of, and it said, no cage, no race. And I shared it.
Okay.
And your boy Todd got it and just took off with it. You know, talk about that he was going to tell his crew there wasn't no sense in none of y'all coming. And, you know, I told him, I said, my thing with it, Todd, is that I was looking out for the safety of the driver of the car because I'm not going to be in the car with nobody. My car got a cage, so it didn't pertain to me. And at the same time, he got a 25.5 car. It didn't really pertain to him.
Yeah.
But he just kept stirring in it, you know, and it turned into some ugly shit. But then I just kind of bagged away from it, and I put on my status, you know, under what I put on there already, that, you know, if anybody got a car that's cool with driving it without a cage, if the track don't come to me about it, I ain't coming to nobody about it.
Yeah. Well,
you
know, definitely. You know, man, but you know, I got a beef with no cage, and that thing was, that car was so unsafe. You know, she's having a 14-7-second car with no cage on the street and on the track. It didn't make no sense.
Right. And I don't know if you ever saw those pictures that was out there. It was a Mustang like yours. And that dude, and what makes it even worse, the track they was at didn't even have a medic at it, man. You know, it was basically worse than racing on the street because you way out in the country at that Phoenix City track.
Yeah.
And they had to bring a helicopter in. The people had to land the helicopter, get out of it, then try to cut this dude out of the car. And then airlift him to a hospital.
Yeah. And, well, you know, safety, you know, like I said last year, man, I had that accident. And I survived, and it just let me know right then that this guy was a little too crazy to keep risking it.
You know, not Kevin, he was at the shop today. Him and Duck was here. And
yeah.
we was talking about some racing. Kevin told me, tell you, man, might as well just bring him that motor. He said he need that motor in that black Mustang.
Yeah, because that motor, you know, that motor is never going back in my car for the simple fact that, you know, the car would be too crazy. So why? And I'm crazy with the car, so I can't put that motor back in it because I can't have less.
Well, I know when I seen it really late, I had seen the car before, but when I seen it over at 41 that day, I said, I didn't even know it didn't have a cage till you told me last week.
Yeah.
Because just watching that car, I don't see how you would ever drive that motherfucker with no cage.
Yep.
That motherfucker looked like what's them boys, George, that used to have that black Mustang? You used to really hear about them a lot. They had that turbo black Mustang. Petty used to tune it. The Lynch mob, Tim Lynch?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly.
Yeah, that motherfucker Mustang or Chucks, when it would leave the line, you could just hear power coming into it, coming in, and just get little real fast.
You know, and I was out on the street, I'm racing motorcycles, you know, all that shit, man. And you know, and
whoever say let's race, you ready to go because you know you got something coming.
Right, you know, so, man, but, you know, like I said, the accident kind of brought reality to it, but not having that cane, so I was like, you know what, I don't need that motor because I'm not putting it back in that car, and I ain't putting it in nothing else, you know. The other one got an LS motor in it instead of for an LS.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
I don't know.
People have an accident.
It's a tough subject because, you know, you don't know exactly how fast the cars are going. But, I mean, I've been around, we all have been around plenty enough times to be able to look at a car and say, that fucking thing's getting down. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So if you could see that factor, you know, it should have some safety equipment in it. I mean, it just amazes me how dumb people can be, like, seriously? I mean, I seen a dude at King of the Street, you know, going down the track in his sandals. In his fucking sandals, his flip-flop sandals.
Well, you know, you get to some of these grudge events, man, and you see not only will the car not have a cage, but you'll get a driver in there who's just trying to show all these skills, and even when the car start doing crazy shit, he think he can overbear in the car. You know, and that's when shit really turn crazy.
Yeah. For
but
sure.
You know, but street car, so they got a street car, you know, which a cage is a lovely thing, but if you got a bona fide street car, you don't want to, you know, you might have that killer motor in, but you don't want to have that cane in it. But, you know, I guess it's a bit of sweet. You can respect the car and still have a killer, or you can take the chance. You know, it's all in the individual. You know, you want to take your chance, and, you know, like I said, you don't leave home thinking you're going to have an accident.
Yeah.
Until you have it. Yeah.
Well, the big thing is we just wanted to clear that up, that, you know, I mean, nobody's going to get the rules were posted. Nobody's going to get turned down, you know, but I guess, you know, Pedro, you say it best when it comes to talking about it, so I'll just let you talk about it.
You know, it's going to be people other than me and George that's going to call shots on this shit. And, you know, if Grudge Inc. comes to us and say, you know, if Jay Barnes will walk up and say, hey, that car came, I don't want to see it competing. I don't want nothing to do with somebody getting killed. Then, you know, ain't nothing we can do. But as long as the car looks safe, going down the track safe, ain't all over the track, I don't think the person would really have a problem. But like I said earlier, at the end of the day, I don't want to have to call nobody's wife, mother, father, son, daughter, and say, hey, your person got killed at my event. I don't want that.
Right.
I mean, because regardless, at the end of the day, you know, yeah, it's held at Cedar Falls, and Cedar Falls is liable, but, you know, it's also a private track rental. So not only are they liable, but I'm sure, you know, when shit got dirty, I'm sure they come back on Grudge Inc. too. So
they come back on everybody that they thought they could come back on.
Yeah, but
right.
But, you know, you have to sign that paper anyway, you know, that ain't nobody liable for, you know, you taking full responsibility for the outcome of what happened in that race, you know.
And believe me, brother, them papers, it might be you might sign two or three of them that day. You might sign one at the gate for Cedar Falls, and then when they get ready to line up each class, I'm going to go through the stages and make you sign another one.
just don't want the headache.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so what iPad do you think the car that really should have a cage in?
You know,
11?
To be honest with you, to be totally honest with you, I don't think nobody can say how fast the car could be. Because you can get killed running 13, you can get killed running 7.
It don't matter because
it goes back to it's more of the driver of the car than it is the car. Or, you know, if a car go down through there and it's breaking loose and the driver get out of it and idle on through there and come on back around, you can respect that. But I've seen dudes, man, hit the guardrail and then get back on the track and go right back into the car.
Yeah.
And you do that, yeah, I'm going to walk up to you and say, here go your $30. Keep it moving.
Right. Well, you know, and it's kind of like, I know some of those things with like those Hans devices and stuff. I mean, you could snap your neck at 40 miles an hour just as easy as you can at 150. You know what I'm saying? So really, does it really matter? I mean, make your own judgment, you know?
You know, ain't nobody going to know how fast no car really is, you know, unless you're just standing there watching with a stopwatch because the clock's going to be off. So, you know, it ain't – I just want people to know if you come, you're going to get the race as long as your car is safe and you handle it, you drive it in a safe manner.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, don't come to prove something that you can't prove, man.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, man. My car was goddamn getting loose on the big end every time I went down through there. The track, it was breaking the tire.
And you, with a small tire car, when you putting down some power, it ain't just that car. A lot of them do it, and that's why you see so much 8-mile racing now. Because these small tire cars, it's just they're too unstable on the big end.
Right.
When you run
it a
quarter mile.
Right.
And, you know, and not only have you got to worry about yourself, but you also got somebody in the other lane with you. I went up to Cedar Falls last summer and stayed for the night races and had a, they had an import versus domestic shootout and come down to me and a Hayabusa in the final round. And the dew had come in, you know, the fog had set in, and I couldn't, you know, obviously that track goes to shit anyway because of all the street cars and street tires, but I couldn't. There was no way I was going to hook that car. I was going to dead hook that car and make a clean run. And I told her I didn't get paid. I was like $100. I said, dude, I'm not even going down this track for $100. You know, I said, you take your $100. And he was begging me to run that race. And it wasn't even about the race. It was about the fact that I didn't feel comfortable. I was more worried about wrecking my car or running his ass over. To me, it wasn't worth the $100 because there ain't a part on the car that's worth less than that. So, well, why was I going to run that car and take a chance of me getting shitty and running into him or something, you know?
Yeah. How you coming on your new build, Chuck? Is it coming along good?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's all ready to go, you know, with the hopefully next week will be, you know, that should be it.
Y'all going down to Bobby's race next weekend?
Nah, I'll be working.
Okay.
Yeah, I think a couple fellas going, but I can't make it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make the donuts, you know.
I hear you.
Yeah, what else going on?
Slow motion. Everybody just waiting on this weather to break. We got teased a couple days with that 70 and 80 degrees.
Well, we got snow on the ground here already.
It snowed there today.
You got snow up there?
Yeah. No, it's snowing as we speak.
Because I know there wasn't no snow on the ground there yesterday. I was up there.
Yeah, well, it's snowing on the ground tonight.
Yeah, I heard it was snowing over in Mason City today.
No shit, that would suck.
We're supposed to get some snow tonight or tomorrow.
And you know, it's probably going to last a couple of days, so it won't be that bad.
Yeah, but it's time. I mean, it's time to move on with that for the year.
And y'all going to Memphis, huh?
I want to go down to Hattiesburg. Bobby having a big race down there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, at least they're going to get the stuff, you know, get to see all them cars doing their little thing, you know?
Yeah, that'll give you some enthusiasm to do something there. They got a lot of nice locked-in races already, and plus he drawing all the good 29-inch tire cars because he's giving away $30,000 for the winner.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, we know Chicago Motor wanted to be there.
Yeah, he's locked in with Bobby Cole already.
Yeah, we know he'll be down there. What about the Detroit boys? I know they'll probably go.
You would think that John Doe might be there.
Yeah. I see Tony Fan got the Judge Race of the Year, huh?
Yeah.
And you know, he definitely, even probably deserve it. You know, he definitely be doing his thing, you know.
He really do. You know, that man travel all over.
Right, that's his job, you know. So, you know, he ain't scared of the race, and he going to be everywhere, you know. So, hey, you going to see everybody everywhere, you know. So, he be doing it.
You know, and he was, everybody, they keep talking about the Memphis Gangster and that Hannibal car is the baddest two cars in the 29 world this year. And shit, Tony Bynes locked both of them in.
Hey, I know I see the Memphis Gangster down in Orlando, man, and that thing is very impressive.
Yeah, you know, he ran Hannibal 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And got beat, you know, at Mike Hill's race.
Yeah.
But they locked back in again.
Well, you know, if you're really into it, that's what it's about. Be the day traveling tomorrow, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what makes it interesting, you know? Well, you know, I ain't into it that deep. Just, you know, I'm a weekend racer here and there, you know? So I just like I like the sport. But I ain't got to be involved in every day, you know?
That's about like me.
I like being in the bleacher's bed more than racing. Yeah, I think this is my last year to fuck with this shit anyway.
Why you
don't
say
talk
that?
Like
that? She gets you old to be playing that game. Yeah, so I'm going to have a barn sale.
Farm sale?
Yep. Yeah, I got a nice Knotsback. I got a nice Knotsback Mustang. I'm trying to get rid of now.
A roller?
No, it's a full turbo car. Really nice,
what's
really clean, no rust.
What you trying to get out of that?
13. It's worth 13? It, though. It's very fast. Huh?
13?
Yep.
I like to walk the pictures, man.
All we need is some gas.
Are you on Facebook?
No. Yeah, but it's a really nice, you know, turbo car. It's clean inside out.
What motor's in it?
It's a 363. It's a fast-speed car, though.
Conventional-headed car, then?
Yep.
Cool. Have you seen the car, Pedro?
No, actually, ain't nobody seen it. No, ain't nobody seen it. But it's
cool, on Texas, right?
Yep.
What color?
You having some nice ass cars, George.
Right. So it's on the same level as everything else. It ain't no gem.
What color is it?
Yet.
It's that Mustang green. It's a 91.
It's a Calypso car.
A what car?
A Calypso green car.
Yeah.
Damn, dude, those are hard to find.
I know. It's out of California.
Why don't you when we get done here, have Pedro
you got his number on the you got his number on the board. You can just text him after the show.
Yeah, because I got a buddy that's looking for one. Would you be interested in selling it as a roller?
No.
You want to sell it turnkey?
Yeah, because there ain't nothing wrong with it. It's turnkey right now. Yeah, there ain't nothing wrong with it. Yeah, it's already turboed up, you know, everything. If you want to go fast, all you got to do is turn the boost up. I think it's running on like 6 pounds of boost. You can turn the boost probably up to 12 or something, you know. Got the nitrous on it already, the bottle, but it ain't hooked up. But the system is already ran in it.
Yeah.
Motor specially rebuilt, brand new motor in it. Perfect car. And it's clean.
Cool.
Yeah,
what's the last four on your number? 5563?
Yep.
I'll text you when we're done here, and you can send me some pictures.
Yeah, I can't send them tonight, but I can get you some, you know, because I ain't got nothing in my phone or any of that.
Okay. I got a friend that wants one like that.
Well, all I got to say, Joker won't be disappointed. Be worth the drive.
Yeah?
Yep. You won't be disappointed.
Cool.
I don't be having no bullshit. Mine should be great.
Right.
Yeah. So. But yeah, you know, the one. You know, can bring his trailer in his money, or just bring. He can probably grab it back.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Pedro, you got anything else for tonight, or should we go ahead and call her a show?
No, I guess you can give a shout out to all your sponsors, and I see.
I'll give a shout next week, man.
All right.
Hey,
Lady Fifty got that Camaro painted.
Yes, he did. He got that done. I think what was it this week? I think it was Friday, actually.
Well, it looked like he did an awesome job on there, too.
He did. The owner's extremely, extremely happy with it. And, you know, my dad is really,
really picky and anal and hard to please. And he told me, he's like, I can't believe that little fucker pulled that off like that. It looks like nothing ever happened. But, hey, man, the dude's good at what he does. There ain't no lying about that, you know.
Well, I see that.
When you get him motivated to do something and get him to paint something, it'll come out looking awesome. But, I suppose we should give a little shout out to all of our sponsors for our race working with us this season. And we'll go ahead and I want to thank Sperry Engines for titling our 28-29 shootout. Ace Body Shop, North Liberty Auto, Iowa Auto Forums, Auto Mods, and Lorenzo's, and Gage Boyd for doing everything you've done for us so far and continues to do, and most importantly, Grudge Inc. And if you haven't already, get on the Facebook page and invite you all to like the Grudge Inc. page and follow the YouTube channel. And for those of you out there that have put into the event page for our August 29th race that you are going, if I could ask you all to please go in there and invite all of your friends that would be interested in racing or spectating or anybody that would want to come and watch, if you could go in there, and there's a little thing on the right-hand side where you can invite your friends, go ahead and do that. We'll get as many people out as we can, and all have a good time. And other than that, I think that's all we got this week. You good, Joe?
That's about it, Jack.
Hey, George, did you get that invite?
Did you just send me something?
Yeah, I sent you an invite to Advanced Auto Service, so you can check out their page.
Okay, I'll have to look when I'm done here. And, yeah, for sure. I'll check into that here when I'm done. And if I can get everybody to go on there and invite all their friends to come, it'd be awesome. We'd appreciate it. And I'm going to talk with Pedro tonight off the air, and sounds like we got another sponsor to come on board, so we'll discuss that here in a little bit. And, maybe have some good news coming to come. So I'll thank you all for tuning in tonight, and we'll catch you all. Actually, I may not catch you guys next week, but Pedro probably will. I'm going to be on the road, but we'll see what happens either way. So thanks for calling in, and I'll talk to you in a little bit, Pedro.
All right.
All right. See you later, Chris.
We'll see ya.
See ya. Bye.